I think we're ready to begin. I haven't used the gavel in 23 years, so I have to at least hit it once. Call this meeting to order. Roll call.
Kurt Olstead.
Here.
Tracy Carluccio.
Here.
Michael Dressler.
Here.
Tim Doherty. Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Waltaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Carl Richko.
Here.
Michael Sevitin.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden. Robert Wolf.
Here.
The Open Public Meetings Act, please.
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Highlands Council website.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our next item is approval of Highlands Council minutes from March 15, 2018. You need a motion?
So move.
I'll second.
Moved by Councilmember Holtaway, seconded by Councilmember Vizioli.
Councilmember Olstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Doherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevitin.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden. Councilmember Wolf.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. Okay, Executive Director's Report. Margaret?
It's brief. First of all, I want to start out by thanking Chester Grove for lending us their meeting room as we undergo a lot of construction. Both Councilmember James and Chairperson Richko got to see the building, which is like all four wires hanging down. I will say that even though the construction on the HVAC system is progressing, I would expect that we would not have a council meeting in that building again until the August meeting. Might be able to be in there by July, but that's going to be kind of like a miracle. So I hope you enjoy this room because it's going to be our home away from home for a couple of months.
It's nice air conditioning here.
Yeah, it's quiet.
I don't like being this far away from
home. From home? Okay. All right, we have some municipal exemptions to talk about. Byram Township, Clinton Township, and Jefferson Township all issued one exemption 4. Bethlehem Township issued one exemption 2. Harmony Township issued one exemption 1. And Mara was quite active over a period of time, 5 exemption 1s, 15 exemption 2s, 9 exemption 4s, and 2 exemption 5s. Property owners applied for allocation for HDC credits. One is in Union Township for 3.98 acres on residential. The other is in Rockaway Township, Morris, 158.7 acres residential. The Lake Impact Con Commission planning grant is underway. As we discussed at our March meeting, the Highlands Council has finalized contract materials with the Lake Impact Con Commission for a lake management planning grant for the Upper Musconetcom watershed. Grant funding in an amount not to exceed $109,000 will be used to assist the Lake Impact Commission in the development of a watershed implementation plan. This funding is provided through the Highlands Protection Fund per Resolution 2017-13. It will provide the Commission with access to additional funding from US EPA and NJDEP. And we've also started to talk to the Greenwood Lake Commission and pulling them into this whole process. So it's really exciting. The open space program, on May 1st, we opened a new funding round in our open space funding program, our matching grant program. Public notice was issued and notice was sent to officials at every Highlands municipality and county. The deadline for their applications would be Friday, June 1st. And finally, on April 19th, we released our 2017 annual report. As required by the Highlands Act, copies of the report were sent to the governor, the legislature, and the governing bodies, the chief executive officers of every municipality and county in the Highlands region. And finally, two thank yous, one to Kurt Olstead in his tenure as acting chairman and all the help he gave the council. And we appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, Kurt. And last but offer our congratulations to our new chairperson, Carol Richko. We are all looking forward to it. And on that festive note, I conclude my report.
Thank you, Margaret. Chair's report. I would like to thank Governor Murphy for appointing me as the chairperson. It's quite an honor. I met recently with the governor's chief of staff, Peter Camerano, and the DEP commissioner, Catherine McCabe. And I'm convinced and I'm happy to say that I'm sure we're going to have their support as we go forward with protecting the Highlands. I look forward to working with the present administration and with the DEP, the governor's office, but mostly I look forward to working with my fellow council members that I've worked with for at least 8 years and our outstanding Highlands staff. I also would like to say to the members of the public, we always like your comments, your ideas, your suggestions, and information, and please continue to share those with us. And I would like to thank everyone for their support, and I look forward to the years to come and working with any new members that will come on board. I know we're going to have at least three. So saying that, I'm going to move on. I do have something at the end of the meeting, towards the end of the meeting, right before public comment, just some appointments, and I'll hold that to that time. Okay, so we move on now to the consideration of resolutions. The first is the election of vice chair. Any nominations? Yes. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't open it up to the other council members. Any other council members like to speak? No? No one. Okay. And yes.
I'd like to thank the governor for selecting one of us to be the chairman. My greatest fear was that some stranger would come in and we'd be starting our process for the master plan and everything else all over again. So thanks to the governor, and thank you for stepping up. And then I also want to remember the day that you and I both started the same day.
We started the same day.
We both got blasted, if you remember.
We both raised our hand, and then we got blasted.
And we got blasted.
Yes.
I just want to congratulate you. Becoming chairman of the council is going to be a good opportunity. I think that you're going to have a chance to work well. I think that the people in this room do work well. And I want to congratulate you. I think you're the right choice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There's one thing that we all can always debate, what is the best way to preserve the Highlands resources. But there's one fact that we always have to keep in mind, that this 17% of the land mass supplies 70% of the state's population with either all or part of their water supply. That's a fact, and we can't ignore that, and that's why we're here. Okay.
Carl, yes. I'd like to congratulate you on your appointment as well, and I really look forward to your objective input, as usual, and I look forward to being a council member.
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Right. So now we'll move on to consideration of resolutions, the election of a vice chair. Do I have any nominations? Yes, Council Member James.
Yeah, I'd like to nominate Kurt Olstead, who has served as our vice chair before. He's a farmer. He's been on the board since its inception, and I think that he's a very knowledgeable guy who's been very fair and even-handed. So I'd like to see him continue on as our vice chair.
Are there any other nominations? I don't think we need a second on nominations. So we have one nomination that's for Kurt Olstead. So when you do poll, we'd say either yes or no.
Okay. Councilmember Olstead?
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio?
No.
Councilmember Daugherty? Councilmember Dresden?
I've been absolutely. Okay.
Councilmember Francis?
Yes.
Councilmember Halterway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevicich.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden. Councilmember Wall.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes. And now I can tell you all that the 2 months that Kurt was the acting chair, he did a lot of work. We've been on the phone with each other, and we have come up with some interesting nominations for committees, and I just want to thank you for really what you did during those 2 months and keeping me up to date with what is going on. So thank you very much, and I look forward to working with you as chair and vice chair. Your 14 years of experience is something that we'll rely on, and I also will rely on your wisdom, because you're much older than I am.
Sounds like a Reagan remark.
There you go.
And I just wanted to say that I enjoy serving on the council, and I was very pleased when the governor announced that Carl was being chosen as chairperson. I think, like all of you, glad to see one of our colleagues chosen, and Carl and I have had extensive discussions, and I concur with all my colleagues that Carl is doing an excellent job as chair, and I'm certainly pleased to continue to serve as his vice chairman, and I was happy to serve in the interim as acting chair, but I never desired to function as chair, as I told you all, so I'm very pleased that this appointment's come about so quickly, and we can continue with our business. So
congratulations to you. All right, we continue with the Love Fest. Now we're going to have a consideration of resolution, election of treasurer. So any nominations for treasurer?
I'd like to nominate Robert Holtaway.
Robert Holtaway is nominated. Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, close the discussion. And please call again, yes or no.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Yes.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatin.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden. Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Richco.
Yes.
The job of treasurer is not an easy job, and I always said that if someone nominated me for treasurer, I was going to jump under the table. So. Congratulations.
Thank you. Glad to join your administration.
Thank you. All right, our last resolution is a consideration of appointment of Highlands Development Credit Bank Chair. So looking for nominations. Yes, Council Member James.
Not that I'm doing you any favors, but I would like to nominate Bob Walton for this job. He did a good job this past year, and I think he's got the knowledge already, and he tried really hard.
Robert Walton is nominated. Anyone else have any other nominations? Seeing none, I'll close the nominations, and please poll yes or no.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
No.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes, of course.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatin.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden. Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chair Richco.
Yes. Okay, before we have public comments, I said I'd make some comments about our council committee members, and I'm going to just pass this out. Would you pass these down, please?
Yes, sir.
We never did appoint people to committees earlier in the year. We didn't have a meeting in January, February. It was one in March. We didn't have a meeting in April. So when I was discussing this with our acting chairperson, we have come up with a list. Mostly it's the same, a few changes here and there, and I'd like to make that the announcement of the committees. First of all, for the Audit Committee, Robert Walton, Chair, Mike Savatich, and Tim Daugherty. For the Audit Evaluation Committee, Tracy Carluccio will be the Chair, Michael Francis, and Michael Dressler. Budget and Finance, Robert Holtaway is the Chair, Bruce James, Jim Vizioli, and myself will be on that committee. The Personnel Committee is on hold. I'm going to announce those committee members at the next meeting. Bylaws Committee, Richard Bowden will be the chair. Tim Daugherty, Michael Francis, Bruce James, and Michael Dressler will serve on that committee. The Plan Conformance Committee, Michael Dressler will be the chair, and the members will be Tracy Carluccio, Richard Bowden, and myself. The RMP Amendment Committee, we've added a few people to this, and Kurt will continue as chair. Michael Dressler, Michael Savatich, Robert Holtaway, Richard Bowden, and myself. The Land Equity, Land Owner Equity and Land Preservation, Robert Walton will be the chair. Robert Holtaway, Michael Francis, and Jim Vizioli will be the rest of the committee. The Roxbury Water Quality Committee, it hasn't met in 2 or 3 years, so at this point, I'm going to end that committee and reinstate it, of course, if we need to. So we'll see what happens in the future with that. The Affordable Housing / Co-op Committee will be, Jim Vizioli will be the chair. Bruce James and Robert Walton will serve on that committee. Okay, so now we move on, excuse me, to the the 2018 HDC Bank Board of Directors. There are a few new members, myself included, because the Highlands Council chairperson is automatically on this board of directors. So the two members of the Highlands Council on this board of directors will be Robert Holtaway and Robert Walton. Member of the state TDR Bank or Bank's executive director will be Susan E. Payne. She serves on it now. Member of the Garden State Preservation Trust will be Greg Romano. He's also presently a member. We have a new member who is going to be the member of General Public Expertise in Land Development and Redevelopment, and his name is Rusty Frick. Member of General Public Expertise in Land Conservation and Stewardship is Richard Newhouse. I served with Richard many years ago on the Passaic County Open Space Committee, and he now lives in what, Hunterton or
White Township.
Okay. And the member of the public as a farmer, and this is a holdover, this is Dale Davis III, and also a member who has been on in the past is member of public expertise in banking, finance, or land economics. This is Andrew R. McElroy. And that's the 2018 Bank Board of Directors. Any comments from council members on any of the appointments? Okay, good. All right, we move on to public comments, and again, it's 3 minutes. We don't have the normal clock that we have, so I'll use my cell phone and do the best I can with the timing. So anyone from the public would like to address the council, please raise your hand. Nobody. Okay.
Just to do with what you were just talking about.
No. This we're finished with our
meeting,
with our agenda.
Public comment.
This is public comment. Okay. Ms. Post. Everyone, when you come up, please state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Deborah Post, Chester Township. I see a new chair on the extreme left and a lame duck board. It was easy to change leadership. Repopulating this council, as we all know, is a more difficult and complex challenge. We're clearly not on Trenton's priority list. Today's empty agenda suggests a support vacuum. The Highlands was nowhere on Governor Murphy's campaign platform, nor were any local environmental agendas. Governor Murphy's platform put a premium on growth as the panacea to all of New Jersey's problems. We will advise him that the Highlands represents unrequited growth opportunity, the easiest big economic kick in sight, short maybe of taxing legalized marijuana. As she entered office, Commissioner McCabe said, "I am excited to join the DEP and its thousands of expert professionals to help continue the Garden State's leadership on issues of climate change and renewable energy, sustainability with economic growth, and environmental protection based on strong science and facts." Wow. The DEP wants to promote economic growth and get rid of junk science. You guys are in trouble. We will tell her to start in the Highlands. Highlands rules based on real science will open the floodgates of sustainability with economic growth. And maybe this Goldman Sachs governor will recall how useful and productive the private capital markets can actually be. We will advise him that a functioning TDR program can provide the cash to get so much done outside his budget problems. Financial recovery and financial health will trump the disastrous Highlands Act.
Thank you. Anyone else from the public would like to speak to the council? Yes, Mr. Klump, line up. As a new chair, I'm going to tell you, you have 3 minutes and 1 second.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So kind of you have me, let me speak here today in this wonderful array here. It's altogether different. So here we go. My name is Hank Klump. I own 150 acres in an unjust Highlands preservation area. In August, it will be 14 years that the Highlands landowners have been waiting for the compensation that was promised. Then, when the Highlands Act was signed at the Senate Environmental Committee, Assembly Environmental Solid Waste Committee meeting on March 30th, 2004, Senator Bob Smith and Assemblyman John McCune referenced to the Tom Cruise once saying, "Show me the money," and said they pledged to show the people the money. It was said, we're currently working with the governor's office to put together the dedicated and guaranteed source of funding so the Highlands, which is making a sacrifice for the rest of the state, is properly compensated. We will show you the money. The Highlands landowners have been watching their property values fall with ridiculous restrictions and their equity drained, putting farmers out of business. How can lawmakers justify not delivering on promise that was made? I've been standing before the Highlands Council monthly for almost 14 years now, asking to see the scientific study that put my farm into the Highlands Preservation Area, and no one seems to be able to find such a study. Could this have been political and never scientific? The Highlands Act was to safeguard a region watershed providing drinking water to millions of New Jerseyans. McGreevy pushed this act and got it passed by implying that small children would end up dehydration. Now, what a joke. The water people that had to sacrifice their property values for is being used to water dozens of golf courses, using millions of gallons of water daily, unrestricted, for only $336 per million gallons, for some having 10-year contracts. Perhaps Governor Murphy should face the facts that people who have been forced in the Highlands Preservation Area with no compensation are paying a huge price, and he should be concerning himself with helping and supporting these people of New Jersey to put an end to this injustice. Governor Murphy should remember that New Jersey is the Garden State, and his priority should be supporting farmers who have lost their equity, and not the concept of making New Jersey a sanctuary state. Where his interests seem to be strongest, it is time to step up and to get the priorities in place. Thanks for letting me speak, and you were right, 70% of the water comes from the island.
We got to look at that golf course at Bedminster, right? Check that out.
All of them. All of them.
Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Okay. Any other members of the public would like to speak? Yes, Mr. Schoep, come on up.
Well, my name is David Schoep, and I have a farm in Lebanon Township. Since the last meeting, your attorney raised the issue that you've gotten another workload, and that is to absorb basically half the COA requirements, I still call it COA, for the settlements that towns have been entering into with fair share housing. What progress have you made in setting up the necessary additional bureaucracy to deal with the flood? There's several hundred on your table right now, whether you know it or not, of co-obligations that will be coming your way as a result of these settlements. Have there been any progress made? I guess not. Well, here it comes, whether you like it or not, and it's going to be an interesting expose of the true motives of this act. It really has nothing to do with water. It has to do with the elite crowd liking to have this property up here as part of their private playground without the trouble of paying for it. That's what it's all about. So the COA scrap will bear the motives of this act for all to see. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Yes.
Mr. Shope, I am going to head up and chair that particular committee, and we will be getting into that for sure.
I think you will have to.
We will.
It's an agreement between the township's fair share housing, which is mandated by the court.
Here comes Council Member Bowden. He was unfortunately stuck in that horrible traffic on Route 80 because of the horrible accident that took place. It's a very, very, very sad situation there. He's coming in now. Okay, anyone else like Ms. Purcell?
Yes, good afternoon, Marie Purcell, Department of Agriculture. Just wanted to congratulate you, Mr. Richko, for being the chair.
Thank you.
And congratulate you, Kurt, for continuing on as vice chair. And I look forward to working with the entire council as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to speak to the council? Okay. Seeing none, the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Wait a minute. Would you second that, please?
I'll second.
All right. Did you
get the story of my life?
Day late and the dollar short.
Before we vote, I just want you all to look at the clock. This is my first meeting, and now I hold the record for the fastest meeting in the history of the Highlands Council. Please, all in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Thank you.
That's a good job.